Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Editor-in-Chief at Becky Caesar Center for Health Journalism, Mia Milan is on the line with us. And this is to discuss the signing by the Deputy President of the Presidential Health Compact, which was almost delayed by a week because there was no consensus on signing this. Mia is on the line with us. A very good evening, and thank you so much, Mia, for making time for us.
Thanks for having me, Flamilo.
So let's talk about why there was a delay. A lot of disagreement, particularly by business. And what do you make of the fact that it now has been signed?
Well, first of all, the delay, you know, the presidency said the delay had nothing to do with the disagreement. It was just the president didn't make the time. But with regards to the disagreement, there was a lot of disagreement about the content of the document. So there was a first compact that was signed in 2019. And a compact is really a document that lots of different sectors sign, where their roles and responsibilities are explained when they work towards a certain goal. So in the first time around, that document said everyone was going to work to make the health system better and to make sure that we have a more integrated system. So not this private and public health system, but two systems that work together much better. And the NHI was mentioned in that document, but as something in the future, because of course we hadn't had the bill approved at that time, and now we have an act. So in the second document now, there is a lot of mention of the NHI, and it's not spoken about in the future. It's as if when you sign that document, you endorse the NHI. And the problem with some of the partners, for instance, business, is that they believe in the goal of the NHI, in other words, universal access to healthcare, and that just means giving everyone access to the same health services, regardless of whether they can pay for it or not. And one vehicle to get there is the NHI. Now, the disagreement is that they believe in the universal health coverage, but they don't believe in the NHI in its current form as the vehicle to get there. And they feel if they sign that document, then they essentially sign and endorse the NHI in its current form.
So, I mean, Mia, absolutely right. The president did not obviously concur, did not admit to the fact that they were refusing to sign this document, but they came out to say that. Business SA and many others came out to say they were not happy with this document because, to your point, you know, it speaks to the NHI now, which is an act, no longer just a bill, and the content thereof they were not entirely happy with. What made them sign this time?
Well, they didn't sign. Business didn't sign this time because they said there was no consultation with them as to what the wording of the document would be. And when the draft document was circulated last week, they expressed their unhappiness. It wasn't just business, it was also the South African Medical Association. And between then and now, the signing happened today, of course, there was no consultation. About the, you know, there was no, they did write to the presidency, but they didn't hear back. When the media was there today, we didn't get access to the final document. So I've seen the draft document. I assume it's the same document that was signed because there was no consultation in between. But the actual final document has not been circulated among anyone other than the people who signed it. Even Business South Africa, Business Unity South Africa, and some of them haven't received the final document.
Mia, I'm not alone. I've got a co-presenter here with me, Florence Masebe, who's going to be asking you some questions. So I'm just going to hand over to her.
Mia, if an organization like the South African Medical Association has withheld their signing, and business also not coming to the party, but I'm quite concerned with some are not signing, what are the implications? What does this mean for this document that got signed today? Is it just a pretty paper?
So, no, it's not just a pretty paper. So, if you look at, for instance, the first document, it's really something. A compact is a document that gets formal cooperation from different partners. So, for instance, say business, the Business Unity South Africa, who didn't sign today. In the previous compact, their job was to lead and get organizations in the business and private sector to help with improving this system. So, for instance, Business Unity South Africa in the previous document got 48 other business organizations to help SAMA and work towards how to improve primary health care. And they got 78 other health professional organizations to also participate in this compact. So if you don't have them this time around, it means there's less formal participation because they haven't signed and they're not necessarily going to subscribe to NHI goals, although they would want to probably contribute towards the bigger goal of universal health coverage, but not necessarily endorse the NHI.
But how do they see themselves, participating in universal health coverage if what government is saying is that will be realized through the NHI and they are not wanting in its current form to participate in that?
So I cannot speak for them, but I would imagine that there would be a bit of resistance to not participate in everything. I don't think it's that they won't help at all, but I think they're gonna be open to helping in a much less formalized or structured way. And we all know if we want to achieve a goal, the way to do it is to get everyone to say what they're going to do and to stick to those commitments. And if you're then not part of those commitments formally, it's far harder to achieve such a goal.
Too early to celebrate, eh? It's maybe too early and we'll have to wait and see where this is going to go. Your take on that, Mia, I suspect it's going to go, it's going to be some time before we get a final document where everybody has actually committed.
Well, we actually had the final document today and it was signed by 13 partners, but three of those, it's the president, the health minister and the minister for science and innovation, so that's government. Only 10 of those organizations were other semi-government organizations or civil society. In the first compact, there were 363 organizations who participated. So the number of people, organizations or sectors assigned aren't many. I would imagine that they would probably still be talks, to see how compromises can be reached.
Absolutely. Editor-in-Chief at BKC's Center for Health of Journalism, Mia Milan, thank you so much for making time for us. I mean, Florence, your take on this, I think it's going to take a while before we get to something that is compound.
So I listened to Dr. Letlape.
Yes, Khosi Letlape.
Khosi Letlape.
From Action SA.
Saying that there are so many other things we need to be worried about if something like this is to work. My question becomes, do we rush things through or do we decide that we... Is that what it's about?
The sense I get, and I think it's important for all of us to, when I say all of us, I mean even those listening, is that be very mindful and be very careful of press releases, photo opportunity moments, events, and the like, which for me was exactly that. It was a PR exercise. You certainly do not have consensus on this document. We cannot be celebrating a signed compact it's lacking in so many stakeholders that are important.
Isn't it though that they're saying it's not that many people, that many stakeholders that did not want to sign? We have consensus because more people have signed than the ones that didn't show up to sign.
Well, what's the point of I would say all friends signing. If the idea of a compact is to get everyone in the room, we cannot have only our friends being the ones who sign and we toast to each other, when actually what we want is friends and foes to be in the same room.
My question would be, did the one we signed in 2019 bring change to universal access to healthcare?
And we now have an act. It's not even a bill. We now have an act. And if we are open and honest about this act, you must remember the GNU partners do not see eye to eye, even themselves politically, on NHI. The DA still have a pending court case on the NHI. So I don't know. I don't know. Like, should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.